Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Hey, folks, I'm Rick Wilson. And the elephant in the room this week are the rules of the game. The rules of the game used to be that Democrats were afraid and Republicans did what they wanted. Those rules are changing, and they're changing first in the great state of Texas. In the last few weeks, since Trump, as distraction number 87 in the Epstein scandal, and as a way to cheat in the 2026 elections, launched this issue. And make no mistake, this is coming from Susie Wiles in the White House and from Chris LaCivita in the Trump Political Organization, and from Donald Trump. This is a race to the bottom. So I have a message for Republicans. You have now learned this will be resisted in Texas. Whether you're successful in the end or not, what you've done is unleashed Gavin Newsom and the Democratic Party in California. And so for my Republican listeners and viewers, and you are out there because you send me notes, some of which are vile, some of which are amusing, some of which are pathetic, you should know something. Greg Abbott and Donald Trump are the architects of a Democratic landslide next fall. But that process, no matter how much you cheat, you can't play the game fast enough and big enough to overcome California and New York and Illinois and other states that will play the same down and dirty knife-fighting politics that you think only you play, that Republicans think is their exclusive province. You think the Democrats are too afraid to fight you. You think the Democrats are going to fall back and go, oh, no, oh, the media might say something bad about... Not this time, Chief, because they're learning the Lincoln Project lesson. They're learning the lesson of how to fight. They're learning the lesson of standing up to bullies and thugs and criminals and scumbags. You know what? I would love for this election to just be a barnyard brawl. Just go out there and knock the crap out of each other and the best man or woman wins. But Republicans decided they were going to cheat. They said they were going to get cute about it. They said they were going to play a little game with it. That game is now being played by two armed combatants. You know, Republicans always joke, oh, Democrats bring a throw pillow to a gunfight. Well, guess what? This time they're bringing a gun to the gunfight. And I know you're thinking, oh, no, they'll back down. Yeah, they'll never do this. They'll listen to the media that will criticize. They will not, because they understand what this is. They understand, my Democratic friends, God bless you. You guys have picked up the ball and run with it lately. And I am so proud of you for learning how the consequences of this fight matter, how the consequences of this fight will shape the future of this country. Because it's not just Greg Abbott screwing around and getting 5 more seats for the GOP. They're trying to ensure an automatic majority in the House because they want to give Donald Trump everything he wants for 2 more years. And at the end of those 2 years, after the 2028 election, they want to refuse to certify the Democratic presidential candidate who will win. They want to refuse to certify that presidential candidate. That's the big ball game here. Remember, the House has to certify the election. Remember, in 2020, when Donald Trump got beat fair and square by Joe Biden, most of the Republicans in the House still were refusing to certify the election. 2028, and God knows Donald Trump will try to run again, or some member of his brood will run, or J.D. Vance will run. Someone worse than Trump will run. They have to be beaten. That's a longer mission. That's a fight for another day. But if we give them a majority going in to that process, if they have a majority because they cheated in 2026, we will regret not using every tool in the toolbox. Go nuclear. You know, the purpose of nuclear weapons, by the way, is to not use nuclear weapons. The purpose of deterrence is to deter. Now, Greg Abbott and Gavin Newsom are in a standoff right now. And Greg Abbott is going to try to add 5 Republican seats to Donald Trump's total. So Gavin Newsom needs to up the game. If I were Gavin Newsom, I would compress those Republican districts into the tiniest, itty-bittiest little compressed nuggets of red in the state of California, just like Greg Abbott did to the Democrats in the state of Texas. I would compress those some bitches so far down, I would smash those districts into the tiniest possible areas, little Republican homelands, if you will. Because what Abbott has done looks an awful lot like an apartheid township model, not like a state governed by pluralism and democratic principles. But if you're going to play that game, California should play the same game. Illinois should play the same game. New York should play the same game. Strike them down. Now, Greg Abbott still has a chance to back out of this and stop it. Greg Abbott still has a chance to not be the architect, because, by the way, Greg Abbott desperately wants to be president. He wants to be president so much. He won't be, but he wants to be.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
But the legacy of Greg Abbott and the Texas Republicans is going to be that you have unleashed something you cannot stop, that you can no longer control, that you don't have a handle on. You know, there's an article in New York Times Magazine this weekend about a Lincoln Project ad that Trump Not Like Us ad. And the writer, Peter Baker, not the other Peter Baker, not the regular Peter Baker at the Times, was saying, you know, it talks in the same transgressive language that MAGA and Trump use to communicate with people. It talks in the same, it's not like the tradition. That's exactly right. Because the Lincoln Project, we don't do the traditional. We're not out registering voters or knocking on doors. We're changing the narrative. We're changing the national storyline. We're changing how people hear and see and react and can use the narratives and messages that we help to create. The spirit of fighting, the spirit of being in the battle against these Republican bills to gerrymander the hell out of this country. Democrats have a winning issue here on their hands. Donald Trump is seething in Epstein mania back in D.C. He launched this missile because Susie and Chris told him, hey, we're going to get screwed in 26. Do what you can. And when Donald Trump said, I won Texas, I deserve these seats. Donald Trump was the weakest Republican Texas candidate in 50 years. 53% of the vote. That is a state that is not inevitably and eternally Donald Trump's happy hunting grounds. It's not. May not change tomorrow, may not change in a decade, but it's changing. These people aren't afraid of the fight. Gavin Newsom isn't afraid of the fight. Pritzker isn't afraid of the fight. You shouldn't be afraid of the fight either. Don't get down the ditch when these people do the things they do. Don't feel like they can always get away with everything. They don't always get away with everything. They don't always make the right political decision. They are accustomed to Democrats and centrists and moderate Republicans and independent voters being so afraid of stepping outside the old boundaries that they feel like they can always get away with it. They cannot. You were learning that lesson this week. Republicans, you're going to learn that lesson a very painful way. You're going to have a bunch of Republicans in California who suddenly do not have a seat. Oops. You're going to have a bunch of Republicans, possibly in New York, who no longer have a seat.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
This is a game that you started, Republican. You opened this gate. You opened this box. You opened this contest. And I know you're scared because as much as you like to mock Newsom right now, you know he has a bigger state. You know he's a state that he can make this happen. So Greg Abbott, add your 5 if you can get away with it. We'll add 7 here and then maybe 6 somewhere else and maybe 4 somewhere else, then maybe 7 somewhere else. Because you guys are the ones. You opened this door. You opened this gate. You started this game. And the game was there are no rules. The game was, we're going to go into this with guns blazing, and you thought no one would fight back. You thought no one would say no. You thought people would be intimidated by it. They're not. This is a game you're going to lose, and I am here for it. I am proud as hell with everybody who's fighting this battle right now. It is the Lincoln way to fight. You don't always have to like us. You don't always have to think we're the nicest people on earth, but if you can follow into a fight and you can learn from people who know how to fight, you should. Folks, one of my first bosses in politics was Lee Atwater. Where do you think I got this shit from? I understand that the fight matters. You understand now that the fight matters. This is not going to be resolved with a policy paper or a lawsuit. It's going to be resolved by bringing political fire and fury and pain down on Republicans. And guess what, Republicans? You bought this pony. Now you get to ride it. All right, folks, thank you so much for watching the Lincoln Project Podcast, listening to the Lincoln Project Podcast. I need you to do me a favor. Go over on the internet, on YouTube, follow Lincoln Project, follow Lincoln Square. You'll get a lot of our content popped right into your notifications. If you do that, turn on the bell, all those things. Also, like and subscribe to this podcast on wherever you're getting your podcasts. There are a million platforms, and we hope that you're listening on one that allows you to just click subscribe. Also, you can check me out at my Substack, The Rick Wilson. Appreciate it. All of you are amazing parts of this community. We're very grateful to have you around, and I will see you again next time.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production.
Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main.
Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.